loves you more than you will know. Love all these great songs we got today. Thank you, producer MYK, for providing the soundtrack today for Ask Alex of an anonymous chemistry teacher here in Indy that says she wants to take one of her students up on an offer he gave to kind of hook up after he graduates. Of course, off school grounds, and it's not going to be a relationship. It's just going to be, you know, something just casual. She's lonely, she's divorced, and she likes the attention.
So far, it's been mostly people saying they don't think she should do it because it's going to follow her career for the rest of her life. But Allie tweeted us at Joan Alex Show and said, I think that she should blank whoever she wants and not care what others think.
Allie, what happened in school? What was going on there? Now I got a question. Is this Andre?
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Hey, bud, what do you want to say?
So here's my thing. As long as you're an educator, you are in a position of power no matter how old you are. So I think as a teacher, you should always stay away from situations like this because sooner or later, it's going to come back and bite you in the butt.
Even though he's graduating and he's 18.
Yes, even though that, like, it's going to happen sooner or later. And as history has shown, it has happened in the past. So learn your lessons from other people. And if you're going to do the same mistake and fall in the same, you know, repercussions, that's kind of on you.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think, Andre, you bring up a great point. Because there's Alex. I mean, legally, yes, we all agree. It's nothing wrong with the law. You can do it today. And if he's 18, it's all good. But it's just going to affect her negatively.
Right. Well, that's what I said. I don't think she should.
Let's talk to Samantha this morning. Samantha, you say some teachers have to sign an oath. What do you mean?
So it's kind of like an no fraternization rule. When you sign in to be a teacher in the education program, like you sign kind of an oath that's in your contract, especially like for when you go to get tenure and things like that, to not do it. I actually had a teacher do it after I had already graduated, and he was with a student that was of age, of consent, and because it was his student in the same school, he ended up getting 4 years of prison because of it. I mean, say it had been a kid at a different school, then he would have been fine. He would have got away with it. It wouldn't have been a big deal. But because it was one of his pupils, they were even harder on him.
But was it his student that was currently going to school there, or was it a student that had graduated that he slept with?
She was currently there, but she was of age, and she was getting ready to graduate. So, I mean, you're still taking the risk. I mean, if you're graduated, I personally wouldn't see anything wrong with it. But,
well, that's,
I mean, that's
what
just
he said.
A moral,
he
that's
told
just
her
a
when
moral
he
code.
Right, but he told her, as soon as I walk across the stage, pick me up in the parking lot, let's go somewhere off school grounds. So that's why I'm saying, like, so is this as big of a deal as people are making it? I mean, I agree, I don't think she should do it, but with the technicalities involved here, really, could she get in trouble at all?
I don't know. Well, school, maybe. Dylan, I think what you have to say is what I'm feeling this morning. What do you want to say, Dylan, about this whole Ask Alex situation?
I just wanted to tell you, this kid is on top of the world. You know, he's graduating high school. He's, you know, he might not be on the football team, whatever. He's just got a big head, and he's going after probably one of the teachers that all the kids are talking about. I mean, mm-hmm. She's 28. I went to high school where the high school was there for maybe 100 and some years, and the teachers were just as old. So I didn't have that situation with me, but I was on the football team, and I was 18, and I knew we had substitute teachers that would come in, and they were young, and, you know, you can't help but looking. But whether she does it or not, she's divorced, she's a chemistry teacher, so that's boring in itself.
Yeah.
So
spice
I would
up
go
the
for
life.
It and do, I would do whatever, it's her life, do whatever you want, but just remember, talk is going to get out there, and that you can't stop it. It's just going to spread like wildfire.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But that kid's living the dream right there, though. That's like the fantasy of like every kid in school, like of every teenage boy.
Tracy says, not worth it. It'll last 60 seconds, then you'll have to deal with it for years.
Wait, 60 seconds?